Jesus is beginning his ministry here. He is taking the prophecy of Isaiah and taking on that responsibility. If you'll remember, we recently read where he had been baptized by John the Baptist, and the Spirit of the Lord had come down upon him. Then he spent 40 days in the wilderness being tempted. Now he is beginning his ministry. He's going into the world and making himself available to people, taking on the responsibility that God has given him. It says he was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. How does that feel, to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord? We know how it feels. It's that moment when you can transcend your day-to-day struggles and think of other people rather than yourself. It's that moment when you are filled with a strength beyond anything that you're capable of. It's that moment when you step out in faith and are able to accomplish something that you can't imagine you could ever have done. I have had some of those moments in my life, and they are transcendent. You feel like you have been touched by God. But most of our day is spent doing normal everyday stuff. Jesus was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And that is that same Spirit that He promises He has made available to us, His Spirit, that He brought back to us from the dead, that He left for us when He ascended into heaven, as we say. And how does that Spirit feel? It makes us better. It makes us stronger. It makes us wiser. It makes us more humble. It makes us more Christ-like. Does it come all at once? Well, sometimes. Sometimes we get a blast of it in order to do some work that we need to do. But most of the time, it comes a little at a time. Paul talks about growing a new man inside of us, growing a new person inside of us, growing a new spirit inside of us. And what do we feed that new spirit? The Word. The Word of God. We exercise it through our prayers and through our service. We feed it with His Word. We encourage it. We support it. We reinforce it. We build it up. And as we do that, it gets stronger in our lives. And as it gets stronger, the spirits of the world get weaker. We've all met people who seem to be obsessed, seem to be taken over by spirits of the world. Some people seem to have a spirit of anger. Some people seem to have a spirit of meanness. Some people seem to have a spirit of frustration. Some people seem to be afflicted with spirits that are not holy at all. And they take them over and they make them do terrible things. The Holy Spirit can heal that. And I have seen that happen in my ministry and in my work. I have seen people transformed from people who seem to be taken over with a spirit. There's a movie that's being advertised now. I haven't seen it yet, but it's called Legion. Of course, we know the story of Jesus casting out the demon. When he asked its name, it was Legion because they were many. We choose what spirit we want to live within us. Do we want the spirits of the earth, the spirits of evil things, the spirits of earthly things, the spirits of hunger and need and want and anger and frustration and addiction and alcoholism and all those other things? I mean, there's a reason why they call that stuff in the bottle a spirit. Yeah. We struggle with those things that want to take over our lives. Whether it's our anger or our sadness or substance abuse or even work. work can take over our lives and become an evil if it takes us away from God. It's God's Spirit that we seek. It's God's Spirit. It's that Spirit of the Lord that fills us with goodness, that fills us with love, that fills us with light, that fills us with caring, even for people who aren't people we would normally care about. We see the disasters on television and our hearts go out to those people. We see the trouble that people go through and the struggles that people have to deal with and face, and our hearts go out to those people, and that is that Spirit of the Lord reaching out. Someone shared with you that Spirit. It might have been as you were growing up as a child, and Sunday school teachers and parents and people in your home and your family showed you through example and through their words and through their lives how the Spirit of the Lord made them who they were. Sometimes it comes with a transition and a transformation where we've been going in the wrong direction and God's Spirit comes into us and we change direction. But no matter how it comes, quickly or slowly, from childhood or in adulthood or even in old age, we have to continue to feed it to make it stronger than those things that we struggle with in the world, or the world will overwhelm us. God loves us. God wants us to walk with Him and be with Him and be filled with Him so that even in death we can be victorious. To be able to face death with joy, with victory, with a knowledge that there is a better place, a better world, and that God is looking forward to us joining Him. And if we are not afraid of death, what else can we possibly be afraid of? What else can have any power over us? If we are filled with the Spirit of the Lord, nothing can hurt us. Nothing can touch us. Nothing can overwhelm us. Nothing can be stronger than God. Take my life. Hurt me. Go ahead. That's all worldly stuff. I go to a better place. As long as I have my God in my heart, what happens to me on this world doesn't matter nearly so much. Oh, I don't like to hurt. I don't like pain. I don't like to be hungry. You know I don't like to be hungry. I like to eat. But those things are not important compared to God. They are not important compared to our immortal soul who will live forever if we will but accept God's promise and His Son as our Savior. That's the promise. God sent His Son for us to have life. And so Jesus goes into the world, goes into the church, the synagogue, and presents Himself as the completion of the prophecy. What a wonder, what a joy, what an amazing thing, an amazing moment for someone to step up, to stand up and say, I am here. I am filled with the Spirit of God. I am here to do His will, to serve Him. Each of us needs to say that. Each of us needs to remember that. Each of us needs to do that because that's what's important. Yeah, it's nice to get what we want. Yeah, it's nice to have nice things. Yeah, it's nice to have, you know, the sweet stuff and the stuff that makes your tummy full and the stuff that makes you comfortable and warm. But even in times of trouble, even in times when everything that we rely on falls down around us as the buildings fell down around the people of Haiti, those poor people who have so little have shown us the Spirit of God filling them up as they would praise God even as they were being dragged from the rubble. What an amazing testimony. People filled with the Spirit of God. They don't have the stuff that we are used to. They don't have the amenities. They don't have the comforts. They don't have the social system that, you know, gives us place to go and people to look to take care of us. And yet, perhaps because they don't have those things, when trouble comes, they turn to their God. What a wonderful testimony in this worst of times. I am a Christian. I accept Christ as my Savior. I take His name to define myself, to call myself a Christian. And so I do His work and do His will. And what is His will but that I let the Spirit of God live within me so that I can do the work of God in the world. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.